I thought that would be a suitable song because on this day, 4 years ago, our Holy Father Pope Francis was elected as the Pope. And he would have been asked, do you accept? And he said, yes, I accept. And what do you want to be called? And he said, Francesco. There we go. So today we celebrate with Pope Francis his fourth anniversary as Pope, fourth anniversary of his election as Pope. And he would have said, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Right, 25 minutes to 9. And with me in the studio now are two beautiful ladies. One is Zai Miller. Morning, Zai.
Morning.
And the other one is Nicolette Matigue. Nicolette, how are you?
I'm good.
You're an old hand at this. You've been here many times before.
Yes, but you still struggle with my name.
Mutiga. Nicolette. I think you should just leave Little Eden and come and work here, you know.
I said I'll work here part-time.
Come work here part-time. Yes. Very good. Anyway, a very warm welcome to you in the studio today.
Thank you. Thank you.
And today we'd like to speak about a project that you are spearheading or organizing, Zai. And I thought, let's talk a little bit about that because it's somewhat of an original kind of idea. Tell us about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Because most of the funding from corporates and companies and businesses goes to education, we at Little Eden take care of 300 profoundly intellectually and physically disabled children, as you are aware. And we found that we are left out in the cold when it comes to funding. Even if the company does fund disability, they look at the inclusion program, where children are able to maybe attend a special needs school or an ordinary school. And none of our children or adults are able to do that. So we've had to come up with some kind of idea or campaign that we can maybe grow to an annual campaign to raise funds for Little Eden in March. It's Intellectual Disability Month, and of course this year is our 50th birthday. So the campaign is a wheelchair campaign where we are putting together a wheelchair obstacle race. It's nothing serious. You won't end up breaking a leg. And we do invite whoever participates to bring family or staff to assist them in the race where they might need a bit of help. All to create awareness of disability, the problems that disabled people experience, and to raise funds for Little Eden. This race will take place on the 25th of March, a Saturday morning, from 10 to 12 at Rowley Rosary School. So we're really just asking for 2 hours of a CEO or an executive in a company's time, or an owner of a small business. If he can't attend himself, we ask that they send a representative and donate to Little Eden.
So how is it going to work? I mean, you first of all, you must be in a wheelchair.
No, these are all able-bodied people that have to participate. Yes, they have to. We have a few wheelchairs that can be used by small businesses or an individual that would like to participate and make a donation to Little Eden. But the big companies, we're also asking them to buy an ordinary wheelchair to use in the race. And when the race is finished, we will donate that to children or adults in the townships if Little Eden can't use it.
That's wonderful. That's a great idea. So you don't have to be disabled to
enter
the race.
You shouldn't be disabled.
You shouldn't be disabled.
We want you to experience what it is like for disabled people.
Right.
But also, we do have an alternative that if you want to support disability and yet you can't make it that weekend, you can sponsor one of our residents to participate.
Right. Well, there you go. Well, so you really are appealing now to companies, CEOs of companies.
That's correct.
To come along and seat themselves in the wheelchair.
Chair and partake in the obstacle race. And we would like them to challenge other companies to participate as well. So if it's a pharmaceutical company, they need to challenge other pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
If it's an advertising company, other advertising companies. I can't believe, really, that there are CEOs or company executives that they would send to represent their company that is really not prepared to give 2 hours of their time to support disability.
Well, I think it would be disgraceful to put it mildly, disgracefully, CEOs out there are not going to find some time to come. Because, you know, there's another radio station that organizes CEOs to sleep outside on
That's
the pavement.
Right.
And they
right.
make millions of rands.
That's right.
Because these CEOs are quite prepared to go and sleep out on the pavement in the cold of the night. And you mean to say the response hasn't been all
the
that good?
The response has not been good. And
come on, CEOs, MDs, wherever you are. Come on, let's rally to this call. I mean, there's so many people in real... You know, I'm not disabled, but I use a stick now just to give me a bit of balance. But I know there's other people who use sticks and wheelchairs and so on. And this is an opportunity for people now, able-bodied people, just to experience what it is to be in a wheelchair. And who knows, one day some of these CEOs are going to be in a wheelchair as well. And then they will say, why didn't I participate in that thing?
Mm. Right. We have some residents that have had motorbike accidents that have ended up at Little Eden. So it's always a possibility.
Well, I really hope that CEOs and MDs and the people in charge of companies are going to listen to this call. And if you're not an MD and you know somebody who's an MD, maybe your husband is a CEO of a company, come on, let's see whether we can't put together something. Here is a worthy, worthy cause. We're not asking you to go and sleep outside in the cold. We're asking you for 2 hours of your time on the 25th of March to come along to the Holy Rosary Convent here in Edenvale and to participate. And all we're asking you to do is to buy a wheelchair. Is that right?
Yeah, if it's a big company. Yes. Smaller companies, we do have a few wheelchairs they can use.
What does the wheelchair cost?
I checked with Dis-Chem and it looks like it's anything between 1,200 rand and 5,000 rand for a wheelchair.
So if an MD wants to come along on the pilgrimage, the company would have to spend that amount of money and then they can donate the wheelchair.
They donate the wheelchair and they need to make a donation to Little Eden. There is a registration form on our website that they can complete and that will come through to me. And or they can anytime phone Little Eden and ask to speak to Zion Miller and we'll take it from there.
Now, what does it cost to enter this competition?
Well, we're hoping that big corporates will give us between 30 and 50,000. But the smaller companies, I realize that that's not possible. So we have a different category for smaller companies and they can just make contact with
us. Can they advertise on the occasion? Can they have banners?
Yes, they can have banners up there. We're going to have jumping castles for the kids if they bring their family to cheer them on. Popcorn and boerewors rolls and so on for the lunchtime period. And they can advertise. We have Classic FM that's supporting us on their radio business show. And every day Tamara gives an indication of which companies have registered and are participating.
And are you at liberty to say who some of these companies are now?
Yes, I am at liberty to say. We've got Nix in Pretoria, very big company there. We've got... 3 Dot Construction in Edenvale. We've got Edelcon Construction. And we've got a pharmaceutical company. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think of the name. It's our deputy chairman's company. It's a pharmaceutical company, and he is going to participate. And our CEO, Lucy, with sponsorship from staff, will also be participating.
Okay, so there are some companies participating, but you want more.
We need more. We desperately need more because we'd hate to postpone this, and then we're hoping that it can grow to a bigger campaign.
Well, you come along, and if you participate in this, you might even get a mention on the radio, and you can put up your banners at the race. So, but come, I really hope that you're going to get a few more companies than the ones you've mentioned now. But praise to all those companies who have so far.
Thank you, and I'm spending my life on my knees.
Well, I really hope you're going to do. Nicolette, what are you doing about all this?
Well, I'm just supporting Zai. Basically, it's teamwork. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get as many as people as possible to participate. Also to remind those who are participating that they're welcome to bring their families along to just support them on the day and enjoy a family fun day out right, in the morning, yeah. And support to whoever will be on the wheelchair that day.
Have you known this sort of thing to have taken place before, like a wheelchair race?
I don't know. It might have been, but I personally haven't come across.
So it's a new idea. Maybe it's just that little niche in the
market.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, and we're hoping for it to be an annual event.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, it's our first year, and hopefully next year we'll have even a better year.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, I really wish you well, and I do hope that CEOs and MDs out there are going to consider this option. So it is a donation, a contribution to Little Eden, and one hopes that these CEOs or their representatives will come along and take part in this obstacle race.
Thank you.
What sort of obstacles are you talking about?
Well, there'll be obviously a step or two or three. We've got... What else? We chatted about it. There might be a ramp. There'll be like a croaky thing that from your wheelchair you need to hit a little ball into those little croaky goodies. Mm. And we've got a few others.
So the idea
something
is
that also includes hose pipes and so on.
So the and idea then, is yes. Yeah. I was going to say the idea is that these people, these able-bodied people, are going to take a ride in a wheelchair, and they've got to try and experience what it's like to be saddled in a wheelchair.
Correct. And then right at the end, they'll line up, and then there's a little patch there that they will have to race down the patch by the compete against each other.
All right. And can they elicit the help of people?
Yes, they will have to need help of their people, and that's why we're suggesting if it's an executive or a CEO that he can bring staff and or family or both to assist them in the race, because we'd like them to realize that disabled people need assistance.
That's certainly true. Well, it sounds like an exciting idea. Congratulations on the idea.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful idea, and it's always nice to think out of the box and to come up with something new, something that you don't see every day. You know, you're a tug of wars and all these other kind of things. And we know all those sorts of things, but a thing like this, quite different. Well, I really hope that companies out there are going to hear what we are saying now and really make some inquiry and see what can be done about it. It's all happening on the 25th of this month, of March, at the Holy Rosary Convent here in Edenvale. And to enter, you can be a big company or a small company. You're hoping that big companies will make a contribution of 30,000 to 50,000.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of these companies, have they paid that, or are they?
The ones that are participating have. Most of them have given 50. Yeah. And then also we had somebody inquire if they could put a team of individuals together to participate and challenge other individuals to, which we are looking at. And, of course, we don't expect them to pay that kind of money.
Right.
They contribute a donation to Little Eden and to participate.
So if I came along, for example, you wouldn't expect 30 or 50,000?
No, definitely not.
But I would have to give a donation.
Yeah.
Something towards this.
To Little Eden,
So
yeah.
If you can't afford 30 or 50,000, you'd like to participate in this by making a little contribution to Little Eden, why not? Come along. It's a fundraising event to support Little Eden, which helps about 300.
300 children and adults.
And adults.
So our youngest is 4 and the eldest is 65.
How much would you be looking to make on this occasion?
Well, there me and my dream world was hoping for 1.5 million, but I don't think that's going to happen unless we suddenly get 10 to 20 CEOs or executives in a company.
Yeah.
That will give 50,000,
which is definitely
possible, and I'm hoping and praying for that.
Well, what about some of the banks? They've got lots of money, the banks.
Yeah, they do have, huh?
None of them are coming to the party.
Well,
though.
I've approached 2 or 3 of them, and I'm waiting to hear, but I haven't had any positive response yet.
Well, keep on knocking on the door.
One
of the things I've always believed in, and I know from experience, is that in fundraising, you've just got to keep knocking and
absolutely.
Keep moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
You approach some people, you feel embarrassed. Mm. But I always say to myself, they can say either yes, no, or not now, or maybe.
Yeah. That's right.
So
that's very right.
Keep hammering away at this.
Yeah, yes. Perseverance.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, it's the same thing for us at Radio Veritas. I have often said the same thing. I go to people and I say, you don't really need some help and so on. And it's always embarrassing to ask for help. And yet I say to myself, you shouldn't feel embarrassed. Because when I go to people who are good to us and generous to us, they always say, Father, don't feel embarrassed. Mm. You know,
no,
we're there. We would like to help.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't
and also
ask,
because it is for a very good cause.
Yes.
It's not like you asking money to go on holiday.
Right,
it's
exactly.
You know, it's something that will go towards people who really are in need of our help.
And what sort of help do you give? What kind of things will the money go towards, for example?
Well, for the operational care of you know the residents, it costs Little Eden 11,000 rand per child per month, right, Di?
That's right.
And we have 300 residents, of which about 238 of them have been abandoned. So the majority of them, there's no financial support.
Mm.
So we... You know, we really do need the support to be able to keep our doors open. It is our 50th year this year, and you know we have only been able to be where we are now because of the support that mm-hmm. we receive. At the moment, we receive about 34% from the government, and the rest is really from the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, certainly we would like to give you lend you our support as much as we can, and if the companies. Do contribute, for example, 30 or 50,000 rand, I would be quite happy to say we would be willing to acknowledge those companies on air.
Thank you. Thank
so,
you. We'll keep you posted.
Some exposure and so on, because it's goodwill and it's necessary. We really have to do this.
Yep.
I mean, I would love to participate and give you 50,000 rand, but I'm looking for 50 myself.
No, we understand and we
you
appreciate
really are
your
doing
support
your part right now.
Really.
So
yeah.
it's enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much. Well, I really hope it's going to go well. And so far, you've got how many?
Five, I think.
Five. So
and
far.
Then a group of that are looking at putting a group of individuals together. But I'm waiting to hear finally from them.
But you need a few more than that.
Yes, at least 20 CEOs would be absolutely wonderful.
So come on, CEOs, do something about it, and do something now. Now, now, now. I'm going to ask you, please, to give us contact details so that if any CEOs out there would like to participate in some way, I mean, they don't have to come themselves. But
no, they
the
can send an executive
send
from the company or a staff member to represent them if they're unable to come themselves.
All right. Give us a phone number.
011-609-7246. They can also contact me on my cell anytime.
All right, let's give us those numbers then.
011-609-7246, and it's 072-127-8237.
Give it again, 8237.
That's it.
609-7246.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's the number, the landline. And the cell number is 071.
No, 072.
072, I beg your pardon.
127.
127 8237. 8237. I made it a little things here. 072 127 8237.
Our website is littleeden.org.za.
Okay, there we go. Littleeden.org.za. And the lady to speak to is none other than Zai Miller.
That's
Z-A-I.
That's it.
Zai Miller at Little Eden. Give her a call on 011-609-7246 or get her on a cell at 072-127-8237. And you can start dialing immediately. Is the phone ringing yet?
No, it's in my bag.
I'm sure it's ringing
in my bag.
Come on, let's see whether we can move mountains here. If you're listening and you'd like to participate in some way, give her a call. Zai should love to hear from you. 072-127-8237. Zai, lots of success with this project. It sounds very exciting. I hope it's going to be a great success.
Thank
and that
you.
You're going to make 2 million.
That would be even better.
Even better. And when you make the two, you see, there's the phone going now. I'm sure somebody's phoning you to say, oh.
Not yet, but not yet. Let's hope.
Anyway, thank you so much for coming in to speak to us this morning. It's always lovely being with you. And Nicolette, thank you for coming in again.
Thank you.
Always lovely seeing you.
Thank you.
Your gracious, smiling face. And Zai and you too. Please do keep us up to date.
Definitely, Nicolette will send you. And
yes, we'll be back to let you know how it
emails.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Thank you for having us here this morning. It's much appreciated.
Thank you so much indeed. I really hope it's going to be a great, great success and that you'll have more than just 5 people. I mean, if we had 5, I hope that CEOs out there will bow their heads in shame.
Yeah.
We don't want to see that. We want to see you smiling and happy
and
supporting, I was going to say Radio Veritas, but supporting Little Eden, a very worthy cause to support. Good. Thank you very much indeed.